Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back, hour number three here at Realside Radio, the Joe Messina Show. Joe is going to be back again tomorrow for you good folks and fans of Joe Messina. Meanwhile, you have me, Whiskey Dave, here tonight, as I do from time to time, sit in for Joe. And it is always a pleasure because I get to vent, talk to you about all of the things, the news of the day, and we've certainly covered a lot tonight. But hour number three, I'm actually really excited to have this guest coming on after the next break. But we're going to be talking a little bit about President Barack Obama and a lot of other issues as well. I'm very excited to have Scott McKay. We've had him on before. You may recall some of our discussions. Scott is a publisher over at The Hayride. It's a culture and politics site based down in Baton Rouge, and he's also a writer and an author. He's a writer at American Spectator, and his latest book, which I want to get into tonight, called Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, It's All Obama, is a bestseller. It has got amazing ratings on Amazon, and you definitely want to check that out. I was thinking during the break here, it's really hard to believe that it has now been, it's basically been, what, 16 years since President Barack Obama won his election. 16 years, almost. That's incredible to me. I still feel like that is recent. It's almost two decades. And if you are following, as I'm sure you are, you wouldn't be listening to this show if you didn't, this administration, the Biden administration, there are a lot of people that truly believe with every core in their soul that this administration is the Obama administration, part three. You remember back in the day, in 2008, in the halcyon days, when we didn't have the level of racism and division that we have now. Sure, there were problems. We had economic problems. A lot of people hated George W. Bush. And we were in a war because of the terrorism of 9/11, supposedly at the time. Put that all to the side. Do you remember Obama's promise to you, to America, is that he was pledging to you to fundamentally transform America. That's what his campaign was built on. We will fundamentally transform America. Boy, did that work. Boy, did that work. With 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Trump, and soon to be 4 years of Biden, we've had Obama basically calling the shots 12 out of the last 16 years. And don't think for a moment that None of the investigations, the impeachments, the media lying to you for 4 years about Trump. And now the indictments through the DOJ and the local DAs against Trump don't have anything to do with shots being called by the Obama administration. We can call it the Biden administration if you want, but I think we all know who's pulling the strings. But the fact is that I grew up in a country, like most of you did, where, yes, there were bigots, there are some racists that live amongst us, but the level that we were, the level that we were dealing with it was so minuscule that it was not at the top of our minds. People got along. And if you're a decent person, and I think 98% of the people in this world are decent people, they just want to provide for their families, pay their taxes, and leave me alone. And if my neighbor's black, Hispanic, Asian, or white, I don't care. As long as they're good people, they're raising good families. The idea that racism was top of mind and forefront in every discussion. And if you disagreed with somebody, it came from a place of racism, didn't exist, at least nowhere close to the level that it does now. When did that change? I would argue 16 years ago. And I think it's still a cancer in a very pivotal way. It is literally destroying us from within. We have an entire generation and a half of kids that went to college that are now in corporate media. They're now in corporations. They're now in academia, gone back to academia. And they have been indoctrinated with this us versus them. And if them disagree with us, then it comes from a place of racism as a benchmark of the way that they think. How can you argue with somebody when they say, well, if you disagree with me, you're racist? It ends the conversation. And Scott McKay is going to be coming on to talk about this, as he just did with Tucker Carlson, by the way. You may have seen him on Tucker Carlson's network. Fantastic interview. We've got the link up at joemessina.com. Scott McKay will be with us right after the break. Do not go away.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Little Naked Gun always makes your day a better day. Missing some Leslie Nelson. How you guys doing? Hour number three here. And as I mentioned to you before the break, we are delighted to bring back to the show Scott McKay, who is the publisher at The Hayride, thehayride.com. It's an award-winning culture and politics site. And he is also a writer over at the conservative mainstay, The American Spectator. He is a fantastic author. His latest book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, It's All Obama, can be found on Amazon.com. Fantastic read. And also a recent interview with Tucker Carlson, who is pretty much, my goodness, Scott, you know, that's incredible that you're getting on Tucker Carlson at this time when Tucker is so considered must-see TV. Welcome back to the show, Scott. How are you?
Well, hey, that's my cup runneth over with that intro. Thanks, Dave.
How are you feeling?
Well, for those of you who weren't involved in our pre-show calls, I'm in day seven of COVID right now, which, you know, the worst is over, but I've got this never-ending train of phlegm that's invaded my system, or is trying to get out of my system, is a better way to put it. And you know, if you've dealt with this, you know that the mucus-induced mind fog gets old really fast. So I think I'm a couple more days before this thing really goes away. I'm taking everything that you can possibly take to beat it, and I'm beating it, but not fast enough.
Well, I hope you get better soon. But a never-ending train of phlegm is what we should call our mainstream media. So,
yeah, pretty much. This is how bad off it is. I'm trying to write an American Spectator column, and I was going to review a great book written by a guy named Michael Waller called Big Intel.
Okay.
About basically the FBI and the CIA and how wokeness and corruption have basically destroyed both of those two agencies. And when you have COVID and all you're thinking about is like blowing your nose and coughing like all the time, I actually came up with an analogy. I was like, you know, the intelligence community is basically mucus. It's a immune system response to a foreign threat, right? And it turns out that the immune system response is the thing that's most irritating about the whole bit. And that's kind of describes the intelligence community become weaponized by the deep state people, which I guess leads us to racism, revenge, and ruin, because more than anybody, it's Barack Obama who's responsible for the corruption of our, you know, intelligence community and deep state.
You know, before the break, I was talking, I was thinking about it, and it's hard to believe that it's almost 16 years ago that President Barack Obama won the election in 2008. It's stunning to me. I mean, it feels like it's recent history. And I was saying, before 2008, sure, we had problems. We were dealing with Iraq and 9/11 and terrorism and such. But you know, for most of our lives, we weren't dealing with racism being front and center and hurled at you as an epithet every time you disagreed with somebody over a political policy. And it seems that once this man came into office, and as you correctly stated, you know, he stated in his election, fundamentally transforming America was his number one goal. How has he fundamentally transformed America? Has it been for the good, or is it? Are we, you know, my gut tells me no, but what say you?
Well, I mean, all we got to do is look at the right track, wrong track poll numbers, where I think the latest batch of polls, the average is like 73% of the people think the country's on the wrong track. So, I mean, clearly, I don't think we as Americans like what America has become over the last 15 to 20 years. And if you'll recall, bringing it back to race, every June, Gallup does a survey on race relations in America, or at least I think they still do it. But for a long time, every June, they would do this. And in June of 2007, which was sort of, you know, right as Barack Obama was becoming a, you know, major presidential candidate, race relations in America were at their all-time high. I mean, it was something like 74% across racial lines of Americans who said race relations were good. People could see the end of race as a major, you know, divisive issue in America. I mean, it started to become a situation where, you know, this stuff didn't matter as much to people. And Obama came along, and, you know, nobody really wanted to vote for John McCain. So it was like, you know what? We elect a black guy president. We prove America is not a racist country. And this is all over, right? But the problem was, is this was the greatest bait and switch in the history of American politics. This guy sold himself as a racial healer, and absolutely on election day, this changed, because you go back to the new Black Panther case. I'm sure your listeners probably remember that story. The new Black Panthers showed up at a polling precinct in South Philadelphia with nightsticks.
Yeah.
And, you know, told all the little white ladies, hey, you can't come to vote anymore. The black man's in charge now. And so it's like the most egregious case of voter intimidation in, you know, since the Klan in the 50s. And so the Bush DOJ was prosecuting the case. But as soon as Obama's inaugurated, Eric Holder, the new attorney general, came in and basically squelched it. And these guys got off with no more than a slap on the wrist, if anything at all.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That set the tone. You went from that to Skip Gates and the beer right. summit to, you know, and then it was Eric Garner and it was Trayvon and it was Tamir Rice and, you know, Alton Sterling, Michael Brown, the whole bit. And before this guy was done, we were at each other's throats racially, and it hadn't gotten any better since.
So, Scott, we're in our short segment here before our bottom of the hour break, but we'd love to have you come back for the second half of this hour here and get into this sure. in more detail and talk about your interview with Tucker and everything else and the movie and all of this good stuff. Tell everybody where they can find you quickly if you can.
Sure. I'm senior editor at the American Spectator, which is spectator.org. And I've got two websites. Check out thehayride.com. And also for a national conservative site that we've launched recently, it's reviver.com, R-V-I-V-R.com.
We got Scott McKay, author of Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's All Obama. We will be back after the break to talk about this further and his interview with Tucker Carlson. And what is going on today? Is this administration basically Obama Part 3? I think you know the answer to that one, folks. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. We'll be back here after the news and commercials. Do not go away. This is a great interview. I'm looking forward to this with Scott McKay. Do not go away, folks.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Folks, Joe will be back tomorrow night. This is Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain. No matter where you are in the country tonight, if you're listening to this at a later time as well, it is always a pleasure being with you. And thank you for joining us, hour number three. Been looking forward to this interview. Scott McKay is a publisher at thehayride.com and is a fantastic writer over at the American Spectator and a terrific author as well. His latest book, which has gotten some fantastic reviews, by the way, it's like 4.7 out of 5. You don't see that for a lot of political books. It's fantastic. Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. Scott McKay is joining us. And again, Scott, greatly appreciate you joining us. I know you're not feeling 100% tonight, so thank you.
Well, it's nice to have an interaction with people, right? You're not supposed to have any when you have COVID. So, over the phone, I guess is fine. But, it's always a pleasure to join in your show.
Well, it's something that I've been thinking a lot about because as I take a look at this administration and, you know, especially after that State of the Union where I believe the marionette string pullers basically said that, hey, listen, you're not going to win any Republicans. You need to re-energize the Democrats. They're going away. They don't like what they're seeing right now. What do you think in the way of the power that is behind this administration, which I think you allude to being it is still Obama, the third Obama administration? What do you think's going on behind the scenes right now as it is with every poll showing that they are losing their constituencies right now? People, I think the White House are running around in circles scared right now. What are you hearing?
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but Rasmussen came out this afternoon with a poll head-to-head, Trump 49, Biden 41.
Is that national?
Which is, yes, national. Okay. Not swing states. I mean, this is national popular vote, Trump 49, Biden 41. That is absolutely a devastating number. You know, because the thing you got to understand is this is not going to be a head-to-head election, right? There are going to be third-party candidates in the race, and at least as of right now, those third-party candidates are going to drag vote from Biden and not Trump, at least not on net, right? RFK Jr. is definitely going to be a drag on Biden. Cornel West is a drag on Biden among voters he can't afford to lose. And every time they've done five-way polling or four-way or three-way polling, the Biden performance is much worse. So unless Rasmussen is a complete outlier, and I think this is the first poll to come out after the State of the Union speech, this is a definite downward direction. And I think part of that is something that you alluded to and something that I've talked about in, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, which is that the perception among most in the country, and I think the reality as well, is that Joe Biden has never been the man to go see in this administration, right? Like, he is a figurehead. He is the guy who, you know, gets put forward as the front man for a cabal of handlers who report much more to Barack Obama than they do Biden. And, like, this is intuitively, recognizably true, right? If you go and you look at who the people are who are in the key positions in the Biden administration, they're all Obama people. There's almost nobody in this administration who, you know, came up with Joe Biden from his time in the Senate or, you know, as vice president or whatever. I mean, a few people in that group have had jobs with Biden all along, but they were also Obama people from pretty much the very beginning. I mean, the guy who makes you can make the strongest case as a Biden guy was Ron Klain, who was Biden's chief of staff for the first 2 years, because he was Biden's chief of staff as vice president. Before that, he worked for him on the Senate Judiciary Committee. But Ron Klain was an Obama insider, going all the way back to the first term. I mean, if you Google Ron Klain and Solyndra, what you'll find is he was the point man on that giveaway to that solar panel company that essentially stole about $500 million worth of taxpayer money and then went bankrupt rather than pay it back. So, and this was a Ron Klain deal. So the point is like all of the people that are running the administration basically report to Obama. Obama's the first ex-president to choose to live in Washington, D.C. He goes and buys a mansion in Calorama, and there's limousines bringing people to see him all day, every day to talk politics with him. And he won't shut up. I mean, George W. Bush had nothing much good to say about Donald Trump, but you couldn't get a word out of him about Trump's administration. Obama and his people like David Axelrod cannot shut up about Joe Biden. And what this is it's an influence operation because, you know, that ornery old man won't do exactly what they tell him. But on the other hand, if you look at the character of this administration and the things that it does, they are clearly Obama's third term. I mean, you could make the argument that this is actually the fourth term of Obama, given the shadow government he ran when Trump was the president. But, like, Biden ran on the prospect that he was a moderate, centrist, old-school Democrat who was going to return us to the norms that we had lost, right? And instead, he's running the most left-wing, radical administration of all time. You know, and that's kind of off brand for him.
Scott,
I'll give you the.
Let me go ahead. I want to ask you real quickly. So let me ask you this from this standpoint, because I want to play little devil's advocate with you here. So what we're looking at here is a deeply, deeply unpopular president. He's got the lowest poll numbers in the history of ever. And it's a strong chance that he is going to lose against Trump. You know, all things being equal, and I don't think things are equal in Washington the way that the election's integrity is structured. But put that to the side. Why wouldn't Obama, if he is pulling the strings here, replace Biden? I mean, it's not too late. He might in August once he get the nom. But I mean, they're looking at the polls. They know how people feel. They themselves can see it. You know. So why have if Obama is that strong and powerful, the man behind the curtain, why hasn't Joe Biden been replaced?
Well, and this is practically every show I do this. This comes up. Everybody's thinking about it. Axelrod has made, statements along the lines of, Biden should drop out so he can find somebody else. It's certainly on the minds of Democrats. The problem they have is okay, you're going to throw Biden aside. Who are you going to replace him with? I mentioned this Rasmussen poll that has Biden down 8 to Trump 49-41. Rasmussen actually polled Michelle Obama, and it was worse than Biden. He also polled Gavin Newsom, and it was much worse than Biden. It was like a 17-point margin between Trump.
Newsom was worse. Okay.
Yeah, and another one, and not in this Rasmussen poll, but in some, I can't remember what the other poll that put this out there. They had Gretchen Whitmer, and she was getting beat 15-18 points by Trump as well. So the problem is, like, they don't have a lot of.
They don't have a bench.
You saw in 2020 that the Democrats' bench was bad. They had two dozen candidates of a bad bench, and they ended up being stuck with.
What are we going to get? The guy that was on paternity leave? I mean.
Pete Buttigieg had the team Obama not stepped in and fixed that primary race, Pete Buttigieg might have actually had a chance to carry something to the convention. Bernie Sanders was the real threat, and that's why they jumped in and did what they did.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Scott. Yeah, we're going to be back here, our last commercial. We've got Scott McKay. Find his book, everybody, on Amazon, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. And like I said, it's got a fantastic rating. We're going to be talking, and we will, as I've been promising, we will talk about the Tucker Carlson interview right after the break. Don't go away, folks.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
And welcome back. Final segment of the final hour. Final segment of the final hour here at Realside Radio. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. It's been a pleasure being with you across the Fruited Plain tonight. It is also my pleasure to have finishing up our final segment of the final hour, Scott McKay. Scott McKay, you can find him at thehayride.com. He is the founder and publisher, writes at the American Spectator. And he is also, as we're talking about right now, his book, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin, It's All Obama, is a fantastic author. And you can find his book at Amazon.com and where other fine books are sold. Scott, so you went on Tucker Carlson's network and you had a long-form interview with Tucker. talk a little bit about two things. Number one, obviously, the subject matter. I talked about this film about a month ago and his involvement in it. But also your thoughts of Tucker, because I find him to be so incredible to listen to and watch, and a little bit of an enigma, because there are some things that I may not agree with him 100% on all the time. How was your experience with him?
Well, it was kind of funny because I was a little nervous that, based on the position I take on Obama, which is essentially that he's, out to destroy the country and has been since he was a kid. I wondered if, well, maybe should I tone this down a little, to go on such a big platform. And, start the interview, and I find out really quickly, I'm the straight man in that conversation, which was kind of freeing to be in that situation. I mean, Tucker has much less use for the Obamas than even I do, which made me realize really, really quickly I was among friends. But he's a super nice guy. And I thought the interview went really well. It got over 4 million views.
Wow.
It sold a bunch of books. The book actually sold out at Amazon and at Barnes & Noble like a couple of days after the interview went up. And, of course, they've restocked since. So you can certainly pick up a copy now. But, it was really great to do it. It was a lot of fun. He's a super guy, and he's a great interviewer. I think he gets really interesting people that he interviews, and I'm saying that even maybe more despite the fact that he had me rather than because. The subject matters that he covers are terrific. I mean, they're the things that literally the legacy net, corporate media will not cover. They make that come off as, well, these are conspiracy theories and crazy talk and all this kind of stuff. Problem is, they refuse to cover subjects that everybody knows are a big deal. And Tucker covers them. He eats their lunch all the time. And all they can do is call him, crazy conspiracy theorist, a racist, and all the rest of this stuff, that nobody believes anymore.
Yeah, if they don't like you, they'll try to marginalize you. That's their only weapon. They don't like you, they try and marginalize you. So it's funny because I watched the film that you talked about, and you can talk about the movie that you had a discussion with Tucker about, and how the Obamas were involved. And I want to get your thoughts on it and what Tucker's perspective was as well. But, illustrate to us, how they are moving into production, being producers of movies, and really trying to impact our culture and our society, not just through politics, but through, what is, it's always Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. They seem to be going after the culture now.
Well, I think that this was something that Obama focused on more as president than anybody gave him credit for. I talk about this a good deal in Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. The things that the Obama administration did that had nothing to do with passing a law in Congress or any of that stuff. Most of the ways that Obama changed America were more cultural than policy driven. For example, you sue Bank of America with the Justice Department on the basis of the 2008 financial crash, and you do a settlement with them that you then discount and give them a list of left-wing NGOs that they can donate money to earn that discount, and it results in, say, La Raza getting a half a billion dollars. How much damage do you think La Raza would be able to do with a half a billion dollars worth of free swag to go start up programs in the Latino community to radicalize it? And I mean, that's just one little example. So Obama's been at this for a long time. He finishes his presidency. The first thing they do is go cut a deal for, development at Netflix. and leave the world behind is, you know, I mean, Obama's the executive producer of this. And in the trade press, we found out the reason why was that they sent him the screenplay. And, you know, he goes and he makes copious notes on the screenplay as to how to make it more, quote unquote, realistic. Right. And if you've seen this movie, the first kind of big thing that happens is that there's an oil tanker that runs aground on the beach in, you know, the Hamptons or wherever it is that this thing takes place. And the name of the oil tanker is the White Lotus, which is the same name as the slave ship that landed at Jamestown in 1619. Right. So that's clearly Obama making notes on the screenplay to make it more quote unquote realistic. And it, you know, it just gets worse from there. The movie is about basically the apocalypse. Okay. It's, you know, the breakdown of society, and it's, you know, there's so much race infused in it. It's not even funny. And I think most people would realize that in a crisis, race becomes far less important than more important. Right. I mean, you can go back and, you know, 9/11 and all these different things. People jump in and help each other.
Yeah.
And they don't really care about race at that point. And in this, race is first and foremost, which tells you a lot about who the Obamas are and what they think of the country that has given them so much.
There was definitely some racism and racist elements in it. Julia Roberts looked like she was very uncomfortable with two black people showing up at their Airbnb at night, and she was not comfortable with that. And the daughter of the protagonist, the black girl, she was very racist in her own regard as well. But here's something that I found to be very, very interesting, and I've spoken about this before, actually. You know, this is a president of the United States. He was in office for 8 years. He saw things that many of us would never I'm sure could even consider behind closed doors. And at the end of the day, when the world is collapsing around them, there was a dialogue when Ethan Hawke and the black actor, I forget his name, they left Kevin Bacon's house. Yes. And they left Kevin Bacon's house, and Ali says to Ethan Hawke, he says, you know, for those that haven't seen it, you know, he was in the in crowd. He was a wealth manager of the wealthiest of the wealthy. And he says, listen, he says, at the end of the day, none of us have any control. The only thing the elites, the power structure have, if they are lucky, is that they get a heads up when stuff is about to go bad. And I thought to myself, Obama greenlit that. What do you think that came from, do you think?
Well, I think that, and I don't want to make him out to be, you know, too much of a diabolical. Actually, screw that. Yeah, he is a diabolical SOB. I think that's a flat out disinformation effort to sort of absolve the power elite that Obama rebuilt in this country of responsibility for the decline that the country has experienced as a result of that, right?
Gotcha.
And what I would say, you know, picking up on the last point about, you know, how people usually come together in a crisis, right? This movie is all about how, and it's explicitly said as part of the underlying theme that the movie gives off, which is all you have to do is push our society a little and it'll come apart on its own.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So the point of reference here is 9/11, right? Because this country came together in a way that, you know, we can't even hardly conceive of right now,
right,
after 9/11. All right. And, you know, and then so that's 2001. Now you get to 2024 and we have this movie that an ex-president was the executive producer of, where it's the exact opposite. And I would argue that the sort of inflection point between the two would have been Fort Hood back in 2009.
Oh, yes.
Obama was president.
Yeah. The murder.
So here you have a jihadist who had given off more red flags than a Mayday parade that he was a jihadist and a potential terrorist, shoots up a military base, and Obama's, I can't remember which general it was, but the guy that was in charge of the army at the time said, well, the real tragedy here would be if we lost our diversity as a result.
Scott, we're like, coming up for a hard break here. Tell everybody where they could find you, your book, please.
Okay, American Spectator is spectator.org. Check out my stuff at thehayride.com and reviver.com, and pick up Racism, Revenge, and Ruin at Amazon or anywhere books are sold.
Scott, feel better, my friend. We look forward to having you back on down the road, and thank you so much for taking the time tonight when you're under the weather. God bless.
I'll do my best. Thanks.
All right, take care, Scott. And folks, we'll be back again tomorrow night. Joe will be back here for you at Real Side Radio, and I'll be back again in the next week or two.